Lord, when will they realize the borders are just official and arbitrary lines which separates real blood relation in Kenya, Uganda, and Tanzania? And now, Lord, they have made it even a crime to cross the borders with even small presents given by relatives. Small things like soap, fish, cassava, chicken, clothes for child, and even aspirin. Yet all these cases has never been taken even to our chief's baraza for hearing. All the confiscated property and in the houses, pockets, and stomachs of these robbers at the borders. We wonder where we are heading and if we, the common wananchi, will be able to survive, because our leaders in East Africa have completely forgotten us. Perhaps because they have money and influence and can buy land, property, and all the essential needs across the borders. We ask our leaders to consider and take appropriate steps so that peace may prevail between us East Africans, because though all this misfortune was calamities and the likes were professed in the Bible, we still have hope for some peace at least. Let them not tell us that they don't know of these border robberies. Yet, they are the same ones who have distributed guns and ammunition in the Vijiji. You sons and daughters of Africa, it is bad, really bad. More so to us East Africans, we pray to our Lord Jesus Christ to save us as he did to the innocent Daniel in the lion's den. We knock at your door, Lord, so that, as you said, it be opened to us. For example, the Kenyan staying and working in Tanzania, or the Tanzanian in Uganda, or a Ugandan in Kenya, are not allowed easily to go home, especially with his belongings. The excuse given at the border post is that they belong to the country he's living. Tanzanian being the leader of this trick. But Lord, how can we live in such a sickly, unassured world? Or aren't we independent yet? And if we are independent, then why is it that every now and then we are held at gunpoint, and yet our leaders just look on? Why are we still caned like animals, just like in the colonial days? What crime has one committed when he or she travels from Shirati to Kadem? Or is it simple because the former is in Tanzania and the latter in Kenya? Oh God, bless our souls.